stay with us, Laura, because I'd like to introduce you to William Hanson. Now, here's a marriage made in heaven. If ever I heard one. William, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Peter. Thank you.
William is an etiquette expert. One in 10 guests will snoop at a dinner party. I mean, this is appalling, isn't it?
It is appalling. I mean, I'm sure guests at my dinner parties have done it. I don't obviously condone it. I have nothing to hide, particularly, and they're more than welcome to do
that. Well, I suspect you have got stuff to hide, but we won't go there.
You hide it in a good cupboard.
What are you suggesting, Peter? This is close to slander. Get me off com.
get you off com.
But no, I don't have anything. But I'd rather, if people wanted to look round my house and wanted to poke in cupboards, they said, could we look round your cupboards? I don't mind. You know, they can look as much as they like. Now, I participated in a very local, it wasn't on television, it is on the internet version of Come Dine With Me about 2 years ago. And obviously, as we now know, part of the Come Dine With Me format is a little snoop. Now, as when I was in the guests' point of view and other people's houses, we did do the snoop, but I didn't open any drawers. I just sort of looked around and made comments about what they had on their mantel shelf and that sort of thing, whilst the other people did the drawers. Because it's not good manners to open people's drawers without, you know, their permission.
What would Laura find in your toilet?
In my lavatory, you would find... the guests love it, and I then spend most of the...
Is it very tastefully done?
It's... You know the loo paper?
Yeah.
Either a loo paper or origami.
Oh, excellent.
And the loo paper
do you do like a little point?
Well, more than a point. It's a little diamond and a little fan going over it. It's all very naff, but it's something I picked up from a hotel once, and I've copied it. So it's even...
Would I even be impressed?
Do you fold the toilet paper into a point?
You fold it into a point and then another point. So it's a diamond, and then you pop one piece of... You tear off one piece of loo paper and then concertina it into a fan, and then you sort of fold it in half and put it in so it comes out as a fan. It's wonderful. It's just that little something, and it gets them talking when they come out the loo, and they go, oh, I love the loo paper, teach me how to do that. And basically every dinner party I do, I then spend the after-dinner entertainment. The party trick is teaching all the guests. They all get a loo roll each, and we sit there folding loo paper. It's a riot, my house.
But you know how to live. You hang out with a wild crowd, don't you, William?
I do, indeed. I keep it real.
What are the do's and don'ts of a dinner party, then, William? Some tips for Laura, for me, and for everybody else?
Obviously, if you're a guest, you want to bring something as you arrive. For the host or the hostess, avoid a bottle of wine, because that can...
Avoid a bottle of wine.
You can take a champagne bottle, but wine, traditionally, it was a bit of a snub on the host, because it said, oh, I don't think your wine's very good, so I'm going to bring you some new wine. Nowadays, you know, people do bring bottles of wine, and actually bringing a bottle of wine is better than bringing nothing, but try to avoid it if you want to be absolutely correct at all times. Some chocolates is fine, some hand soaps, if it's some guest hand soaps for a lady, perhaps. Some flowers are fine, but make sure they are not flowers that need to be stuck in water there and then, or need attention from the hostess, because she's going to be busy doing something else. Take a sort of a self-contained pose of flowers.
Do your guests bring stuff like that to Laura, or do they just bring a bottle of wine?
They bring the bottle of wine, so all my guests are obviously a bit out of, you know, over for a par bringing bottle of wine.
Well, they need to bring...
kind of expected, really.
They need to bring hand soaps or champagne.
Well, the champagne would be lovely. I shall make a note to tell everyone to bring champagne.
Proper wine, of course. The other issue with bringing wine in a bottle is proper wine should be decanted beforehand or chilled beforehand. And if you bring the wine, you can't, even if you stick it in the fridge there and then, it won't be chilled properly if it's white wine, or it won't be, you know, have time to breathe when it's been decanted, if it's brought, you know, half an hour before you eat.
Well, but basing the fact that you say we shouldn't bring wine anyway, if we do, should the host open that wine or hide it away and give them the cheap stuff?
No, you see, and that's the other great problem with wine, is that the dilemma it faces is exactly that. If anything you bring, you should not expect to see it ever again, really. It is not there to be served at the table. The flowers are not supposed to be brought out in a vase 5 minutes later.
So if you take a bottle of wine, the host shouldn't open it there and then?
He can, but you shouldn't expect for it to be open there and then. If the bottle of wine that comes is nicer than the wine that he had already selected, he probably will choose to open the wine there and then. If it's not as nice as the wine he selected, he'll think, well, I don't want to serve the other guest this, because I think I've got dreadful wine. So he'll put it to one side.